Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
What up, world? Welcome on all to another episode of Ocho Live, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's blog and theboys.com. My name is RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on Ocho Live. You can watch us live every day at about 3 o'clock Central Time. My Twitter or Periscope, that's at RJ Ochoa. You can also watch along live on the Blog and the Boys Facebook live feed. If you're a podcast listener, you can listen to the podcast version of the show and all of our podcasts at BTB. Subscribe to the Blog and the Boys podcast feed on all Apple and Android devices. It is Monday, February 4th, 2019, and we're back. It's been a really, really, really hectic last couple of weeks, and things have just kept moving on. The world keeps spinning, and lots of action keeps happening. I spent last week in Atlanta for the Super Bowl with ESPN San Antonio on Radio Row, and we're back now. It is officially the off season, so we're back to our normal schedule. No more freakouts, no more nothing, no nothing taking us away from Ocho Live, so we are back in action for good. Here on Ocho Live, you can watch us again every day or catch the rewatch or listen at your own convenience. And it is the day after the Super Bowl, the New England Patriots winning their sixth championship in franchise history. Really depressing if you're a Cowboys fan. The Patriots have officially passed the Cowboys as far as Lombardi trophies are concerned. There were a sector of Cowboys fans a year ago that wanted the Eagles to win so that the Patriots would not pass the Cowboys in overall franchise Super Bowl wins. Yeah, it happened. So rooting for the Eagles made no sense whatsoever. The most notable person championing Philadelphia's cause a year ago was, of course, Michael Irvin, if you remember that. But as far as the week was concerned, did a lot of work for ESPN San Antonio and for SB Nation, of course. Met up with some of our SB Nation family on Radio Row, shot some videos. They are on the Blog of the Boys YouTube channel if you want to go check those out. Shout out to Gina Thomas and Bernd Buckmasser for all the good times in Atlanta. And now it is the offseason. The Cowboys have to do a lot to get themselves to a position where they could be playing in the Super Bowl, and we could be talking about them getting ready for a parade a year from now. And a lot of Cowboys stuff happened while we were in Atlanta, so it is time, I think, to kind of go over those situations or those pieces of information. The first of which, the Cowboys officially announced that Kellen Moore would be the team's offensive coordinator, and there are a lot of people who are upset about this. The Cowboys promoted Kellen Moore to offensive coordinator. This was a move that was really obvious if you've been following the situation for a long time. It was you know, certainly writing on the wall that Kellen was going to be the team's offensive coordinator. And look, I get it. He's young. He's inexperienced. He's a second-year coach. He's a first-time offensive coordinator. Jason Garrett did say on the red carpet at the NFL Honors Award show that he expected Kellen Moore to call plays. That's bold, man. I mean, there's no way around that. There's no way to sort of, you know, disguise the fact that that is a bold move for the Cowboys. Just Manny 31 on Periscope says it's a smart move because the Cowboys want Sean next year. I believe Manny is talking about Sean Payton, the current head coach of the New Orleans Saints. And maybe if you want to get conspiracy theorists, maybe you think the Cowboys are lining themselves up somehow, some way to target Sean Payton in 2020. By the way, are we going to call it 2020 or 2020? Because I feel like 2020 sounds cooler. But the particular reason why this is so bold for the Cowboys is because something else that came out during the week of the Super Bowl, and we covered this all week long at blogandtheboys.com, is Jerry Jones announced that he would not be giving Jason Garrett a contract extension this offseason. Jason Garrett enters 2019 in a contract year, the same way he did in 2014. Obviously, the Cowboys did really well now 5 years ago, amazingly how time flies. And so if you're Jason Garrett, you're entering a year where your career is on the line, your life as a professional is on the line, and so much of it is going to be entrusted to a first-year offensive coordinator and potentially play caller in Kellen Moore. That is very, very, very bold. There's no way around that. In fact, I use this word all the time. It's actually arrogant. And arrogance isn't a bad thing. I mean, for all we know, Kellen Moore is going to be the next brilliant offensive mind in the NFL. And so maybe that arrogance is justified and warranted, but it is an arrogant move for the Cowboys to take a look at themselves inwardly and to say, you know what, the only problem for us was that Scott Linehan was in the way. We got rid of that. We got rid of Scott Linehan. Yeah, we're bringing in John Kitna from the Alliance League, from the San Diego Fleet. He's going to help us. He's going to work with Dak. He's going to be the quarterback's coach. It's going to be great. We're going to have this overall fantastic sort of triumvirate that surrounds Dak Prescott and Jason Garrett, Kellen Moore, and John Kitna, coincidentally and incidentally, three former Cowboys quarterbacks themselves. So it's a very, very, very precarious roll of the dice for the Cowboys, and again, specifically for Jason Garrett, so we'll see how that works out. You know, it is strange the way information has leaked out for the Cowboys over the course of the offseason. Now, the offseason's only 3 weeks old, but if you look at this, before the Cowboys were eliminated from the playoffs by the Super Bowl losing Los Angeles Rams, there were all sorts of reports that the Jones family was going to talk with Jason Garrett over the offseason. They were going to work on an extension, and it looked like that was imminent. In fact, even way before that, after the Cowboys beat the Jacksonville Jaguars and they hung 40 points on them back in October, there was discussion and some rumors and murmurings then that the Cowboys were considering an extension for Garrett. And so all that happened, and then the offseason arrives, and Jerry Jones feels it necessary to come out and say, you know what, there's no extension coming. That's really weird. And then you look at the way that Jason Garrett handled the whole announcement of who the offensive coordinator was going to be. The Monday after the Cowboys lost to the Rams, he was asked if he expected Scott Linehan to return to the team. He said he did. 2 days later, he fired him on that Wednesday. 2 days after that, we found out about it on Friday. What's going on? And after that, they were so quiet, they were so mum, they were so just lip-sealed when it came to who was going to replace Scott Linehan. They obviously, the Cowboys coaches coached in the Pro Bowl, and too many people read into that. Please don't be the person that read into how the Cowboys performed in the Pro Bowl. And still, no word, no nothing from the Cowboys in terms of who was going to be the offensive coordinator. In fact, it was Jerry Jones who called in, surprisingly, to 105.3 The Fan during the week leading up to the Super Bowl last week. And he kind of put an end to that. He kind of said, listen. You know, Jason's going to make an announcement here in the next couple of days. It's going to be awesome. You know, I envision Kellen as being a big part of the coaching staff. And then we got an announcement, not from Garrett, but from the team, that Kellen Moore was promoted to offensive coordinator. And so there's all sorts of just erratic behavior. It's been a really erratic offseason so far for the Cowboys. A little, to say it's out of control feels dramatic. But just a little haywire, and maybe that's just sort of emblematic of who they are right now, but they're a team with a lot of talent and a lot of potential, and certainly in a conference that is available for somebody to contend after the Rams played the way they did in the playoffs, save for obviously the win against the Cowboys, but we'll see. I mean, we'll see how Kellen Moore does. We do know, obviously, for beyond a shadow of a doubt, that Chris Richard is not going anywhere. Brian Flores has now officially been announced as the head coach of the Miami Dolphins after the Patriots won the Super Bowl. So you look at it, there's a lot of reason to believe in the Cowboys, but this is without question a huge roll of the dice to go with Kellen Moore as a first-year offensive coordinator. And that wasn't the only bit of drama, I guess, if you want to call it that, for the Cowboys during the week leading up to the Super Bowl. There were all sorts of Cowboys in Atlanta for Radio Row festivities. Dak was there. Michael Gallup was there. Amari Cooper was there. And speaking of Dak, there was this story floating around. And believe me, if you follow me on Twitter and you've read my work for some time, you know that I love stuff that happens on Instagram. There is a lot of interesting stuff that happens on the gram. And interesting stuff that you can find out. However, there was this story floating around that Ezekiel Elliott, obviously, had unfollowed Dak on Instagram. Welcome to the problems that exist in the year 2019. Dak, speaking of NFL honors, was asked by Melissa Stark if this was an issue on the red carpet. He said, dude, that's ridiculous. He did also somewhat hint at the question or was asked about Zeke wanting a new contract, and Dak said, hey, that's not my issue, that's not my problem, I got my own things to worry about. That is sort of the biggest question, I think, surrounding the Cowboys now. All this ridiculous drama about who's going to call the plays, who's going to be the offensive coordinator, Dak and Zeke and Instagram and whatnot, none of that is important. What is important is how the Cowboys handle their team financially over the next few months. They have decisions to make when it comes to DeMarcus Lawrence. Do they want to bring him back? Are they going to franchise tag him again? Is it a long-term contract situation? I think everybody feels comfortable paying DeMarcus Lawrence, but after a year where he proved it, after he played on the franchise tag, how much more is DeMarcus Lawrence and his agency going to want? After that, do the Cowboys want to extend Dak Prescott? Does Dak Prescott's camp feel it necessary to get an extension? I think anybody in that situation would want an extension sooner rather than later. The same goes for Ezekiel Elliott. You know, there was discussions that the Cowboys were ready to hand out an extension to Amari Cooper. There are a lot of young and important players on the Cowboys, and they're going to have to decide who is worth bringing back now and at what price, because those decisions are going to be quite costly. And I think the interesting thing to consider, and a lot of you, by the way, mentioning, and it should be mentioned that former Cowboys coach and player Wade Wilson passed away over the course of the last week. Just a terrible situation. So young, at the age of 60 on his birthday. Horrible bit of news to learn. Lots of former Cowboys players tweeting out and posting their well wishes and well thoughts for the Wilson family in such a terrible time. That was such a bummer to read during the week leading up to the Super Bowl. But I think that you look at this and it's going to be interesting to see how the Cowboys approach free agency, because they don't have a first-round draft pick, and they've been so good at drafting talent in the first round that helps them right away. And without that asset, without that commodity, are the Cowboys going to take a big swing in free agency? Do we see the Cowboys go get a safety? Do they make a run at Earl Thomas finally? Do they make a run perhaps at Landon Collins? Do the Cowboys go get some help at tight end, or do they believe in Blake Jarwin? Do the Cowboys try to fortify their offensive line? Obviously, Cam Fleming was an interesting addition last season. Do the Cowboys go out and get some running back help next to Ezekiel Elliott? We'll see what they do and how they handle the Rod Smith situation. Do the Cowboys find it necessary to go get another pass rusher? I mean, do the Cowboys really think that what they've got is enough? Are they satisfied with Brett Maher, for example? There are a lot of questions to consider in terms of how this team will or will not approach free agency. There was a comment that the Cowboys should approach tight ends, or go get a tight end, excuse me, in free agency. I think an interesting name, just sort of a low-key name, and we've talked about this name before, is Tyler Eifert, the former, or not former, but tight end for the Cincinnati Bengals. Tyler Eifert has a small connection to the Cowboys and could want sort of a one-year kind of prove-it deal to get back to the form. Everybody remembers the incredible 2015 season he had. Tyler Eifert, the brother-in-law of Zach Martin, Cowboys all-pro right guard. So there are options. Jared Cook is an option, certainly, as weird and as awkward as that could be for Cowboys fans, considering what he did 2 years ago. Jose Quinones on Facebook Live says, cut Sean Lee. How will the Cowboys handle Sean Lee? Will they bring him back? Will they ask him to reduce his contract? Will they just cut him all together? Are they that confident in Leighton Vander Esch and Jalen Smith? There are going to be some very interesting decisions for the Cowboys to make over the course of the next few months. The good news is that the season is officially over. Now we're not just waiting for it to end. And now it is officially draft season. We will have you covered, of course, throughout all of it at blogontheboys.com. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at blogontheboys. Make sure you follow us on Instagram. Speaking of the gram, we're super active on Instagram. Got lots of fun stuff coming for you this offseason over there as well. We've got tons of podcasts coming, more video work on the Blog on the Boys YouTube channel. So we're going to get through it. We're going to get through these next few months without football together. Although they're not entirely without football, the Alliance of American Football, which I mentioned a little while ago, does start this weekend. The Alliance League has a real chance to be the NFL's sort of spring/farm league. And I am one of the co-hosts of the pregame and postgame show for the San Antonio Commanders. If you need an Alliance team to root for, there are going to be 19 games on NFL networks, going to be on CBS, going to be a lot of fun. Football in the spring is what so many people have wanted for so long. If you're looking for a team, the Commanders are looking really good. They got a lot of names that you might recognize. Mikhail McKay's on the Commanders. Daniel Ross is on the Commanders. Lots of fun to be had. Dustin Vaughn is on the Commanders if you're looking, again, for a team to root for. There you go. So we'll be back tomorrow, Tuesday, February 5th, 2019, for more discussion around the bend when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys. It's the offseason. We're going to make it, I promise you. That about does it for Monday's episode. Felt good to be back. We will see you mañana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys, and peace out.